In London this Saturday, the 2nd of July, religious and secular groups will march together in protest against Pakistan's blasphemy law. Scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. local time outside the Pakistani High Commission, the march will call for a change to the law, which has been cited as the cause of 14 separate attacks on Christians over the past 2 months. Representatives from the Catholic charity and advocacy group Aid to the Church in Need will be among those who will later hand in a petition at 10 Downing Street asking the British government to put pressure on Pakistan to amend the laws and step up action to protect the rights of religious minorities. John Pontifex is the head of press and information at Aid to the Church in Need. He told us more.
People from a number of different organizations, both Christian and non-Christian, both religious and non-religious, will be gathering outside the Pakistani High Commission in Lowndes Square in London at 11 o'clock, where some speeches will be taking place. And from there, we will set off down towards Downing Street. In a march procession, and a petition will be handed in at 10 Downing Street. We will have handed in a petition before leaving the Pakistani High Commission, and that petition will be calling for an amendment to the blasphemy law. We're not precisely saying exactly how the particular wording should be changed precisely, but we are indicating that it should be a blasphemy law that protects Christians and other religious communities as well as Muslims. Because what's happening at the moment is that people are acting entirely arbitrarily with this law in making personal vendettas and acts of violence without the law protecting people who are unfairly accused in this way. So the blasphemy law is we're asking for it to be changed, but we're also asking for added protection for other minority groups in Pakistan. We know that in Pakistan there are, in fact, as many as 2.5 million or even 3 million Christians, and that the Catholic community is 50% of that total. And it means that the Catholic community there in Pakistan is about the same as the number of practicing Catholics in the UK. So the comparison between their situation and ours is not entirely unfounded. So we very much hope for a good turnout there.
What sort of influence does UK have on the law in Pakistan?
We're undertaking this march at a time when there's a lot of debate about the amount of aid that's going out to Pakistan. The British government have indicated plans to increase the aid to Pakistan. Now, we don't want to stop that aid from reaching those who are most in need. But at the same time, we do want to make the point that we're giving the aid on the understanding that the rights of Christians and other minority groups in the countries where these are major concern, are protected. And we know that if there's money involved, governments are going to pay attention that much more. So this is the right time to be making this kind of statement.
And what is the latest news we have on the blasphemy law and the abuse of the law in Pakistan?
Well, we know that over the past few months, there have been no less than 14 attacks, 14 separate attacks on Christians, in fact, over the past 2 months. And we know that this follows on from the death of Shahbaz Bhatti in March, and, of course, before that, the death of Salman Taseer. Now, I should say that Salman Taseer is the governor of the Punjab. Shahbaz Bhatti was the cabinet level federal minister for minorities, for religious minorities, and both were critics of the blasphemy law. And certainly in the case of Salman Taseer, his murderer said that he was speaking and acting in defense of their faith of Islam, which he felt had been denigrated by a call for amends to be made to that blasphemy law. So we are undertaking this exercise at a time of heightened concern about the abuses of the blasphemy law. We're not in any way saying that Christians or others are disrespectful to the Quran and to the Prophet. We, in fact, wish to enshrine that. But, of course, at the same time, it shouldn't be a case that other religious groups should be denigrated or in some way undermined as a group with their own rights and privileges which are due to them. So we really want to draw attention to the plight of minority groups and to call for change to protect those groups.
Those are all the questions I have, but is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, there is, actually. We are organizing a petition. The petition, as I say, is being handed in at the Pakistani High Commission in Lowndes Square, and also it's being handed in at 10 Downing Street. And we'd very much like people to sign up to the petition. And the petition has a website. It is www.acnuk.org/petitions. Petitions, plural, that is. So we ask people to be kind enough to sign up to that petition and to support our call to protect all religious groups, not these Christians.